Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything with
Mariano
and Pauline.
Hashtag Pauliano. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast.
It's simple. It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the Golden State Media Concepts social media. I guess I can't speak, huh? Social media news podcast. I'm Pauline.
I'm Shmariano.
I don't know why. That just like, I couldn't like open my mouth to like shao, you know?
Not a problem because it's Shao Josh. I'm sure let's just get on with the show.
Yeah, the shao. So one thing that I love when we talk and do these shows is when we get to kind of discuss a little bit when social media launches somebody's like career. Or puts them in the spotlight and people are able to make money from social media or just, yeah, like start their career, you know? And I just think it's really awesome. I think it's cool. I wish that I could figure out a way to do that as well, you know? So
the real question here is, when is social media going to give us money?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. I'm trying to figure out what it is that I need to do or... I don't know. Nothing too risque, of course. So I think that that might be the problem. But and I don't really have a talent. Like I
do it for the gram.
Huh?
Do it for the gram.
Do it for the gram. You ain't gonna do it. Do it for the gram. No, I ain't gonna do it. So, and I don't have a talent, so I can't like.
I don't have a talent.
I can't like jump through something or like be super fast or. You know, do the cup song challenge thing. I'm not good at anything really. So, but someone who is really cool and, yes, you definitely are very cool. Like I'm just not that cool. I'm just kind of like mellow, you know,
we knew when you admit it on air, it sounds really harsh.
It's okay. I'm okay with it. I've dealt with it. I'm okay with it. I've resolved it within myself that I'm not going to be on, you know, America's Got Talent.
Yeah, but we're thinking selfishly. We know it's okay with you, but it's not okay for us.
Oh, well, if I can work on a talent, I'll figure it out. I'll try. I mean, I can kind of crochet. That's kind of a talent. It's going to come in handy when I have grandkids, you know, make little socks or something. But somebody who does have a really cool talent and has used, whether she was using Vine purposely to have this happen or she was just like, you know, doing her normal thing is Ruth B. Now, Ruth B is a singer who it's actually like really, really cool because she got her start on Vine. And Vine is not like YouTube where you can like, or even Instagram where you can post like a lengthy video. It's only like a 6-second video. And she kind of was just playing bits and pieces of a song she wrote. And was just posting little short 6-second clips on Vine. And people just really loved that little song that she kind of just was toying around with. And people that follow her, because I guess she does other like voiceovers and things like that, or covers, excuse me. But so a lot of people were just really loving this original song that she wrote and were asking her like, is there more to this song? Like, can you post the full length version of this song? And it just got really, really big. And the name of the song that she was posting is called Lost Boys. And it's kind of like that Peter Pan song, you know? I don't know if you guys have heard it, but I mean, it comes on the radio in Sacramento, and which is cool. And that's how she got her start. And now she is touring around the UK and the US. And she has like, and her song Lost Boys has been like, in the top 20s here in the United States. And she's been signed now. So like it's like launched a career for her. And I think she's kind of young. I want to say she's like 19, 20. She's a young girl. And so I just think it's really amazing how whether she wanted that song to get this big or not, you know, it's just kind of cool how it just catapulted her into her career.
I'm sure she would. I don't know why she wouldn't want it to be big.
No, yeah. You know, you always have hopes that it's going to be big, but to touring around the UK and the United States, like, I guess that's the ultimate dream. But, you know, because it's kind of like the videos are kind of her just like literally like fiddling around. You know what I mean? It's not right. Really her. And it's on Vine. Like, it wasn't like she did. And she didn't even write a full song until like turned those videos into like a full song until people were like, please give the people what we want type thing. So I just think it's awesome. I think she's cool. I don't know if her album is out yet. I think that it's just this. Well, I'm sure she has other songs since she's touring and things like that. But I mean, she got famous off Vine. I think it's awesome.
So I think the message of this story is we need to jump on Vine.
I know, but I don't have a talent. What are we going to showcase? Even for 6 seconds, that'll be long for me.
Well, you got something. 6 seconds.
I can't burp very loud. I can't.
Did you say burp?
Yeah, I don't have a talent. Like it's I don't have a talent.
Maybe
I can't.
Not having a talent is your talent.
I'm A, but how do I showcase that? Just smile? Maybe
you should kind of just 6 seconds of like self-deprecating, I don't have a talent, like rant. No. Like remember the Leave Britney Alone guy?
Oh my gosh. So, I mean, if you are one of those people that has churned your Instagram, your YouTube, Vine, or Snapchat, even people who make money off Snapchat, if you've turned it into a career, kudos to you. And please write a book because I need to learn how. But I'm telling you, I have to get a talent first. Like a lot of these people have talents.
Then get a talent. Stop being lazy.
How do you get one? Like, do you just go to Walmart, pick it up off the shelf, aisle 5?
Like, well, yeah, but the, they're expensive. Like the new Yeezys, they're like $6,000.
Well, speaking of someone who has tremendous talent and who probably, if social media was around when he was getting his start, probably would have dominated the social media world as well, is Gene Wilder. Yeah, he actually passed away earlier this week. And we, if you don't know who Gene Wilder is, you actually do without even knowing it, is he is the beloved Willy Wonka. And so he has passed away, and it's been quite sad because he actually passed away and he was dealing with Alzheimer's. So it's just really sad when another brilliant talent, you know, passes away.
Right.
And especially someone who really, like I said, like if you don't think that you know who he is, you actually do. Like I don't think, you know, that story, the, you know, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, excuse me. I don't know why I can't talk today. I really cannot pronounce anything. But
as you go.
You know, and it's all it was remade with Johnny Depp and things like that, and it's kind of like just like a fun, playful story of like I think hope and fun and magic and things like that. But
what is that? But it's a pretty like infamous story, I would think too.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree, and it's well known around the world. And just like the Oompa Loompa song, I used to love that song. And everybody talks about the Golden Ticket, I think, even still now, honestly.
And not just that, but he also did those movies with Richard Pryor, like Stir Crazy.
Yes. And, you know, mm-hmm.
And I think it's kind of hard to not know who he is because he's, in my opinion, he's pretty infamous as a comedic actor.
Right.
And he did do a really good job as Willy Wonka. In fact, I thought it was funny to see him in Willy Wonka because I was so used to seeing him in like way raunchier movies.
Right.
But yeah, when I saw that he passed away, I was actually kind of sad. And people were posting all those Willy Wonka memes, and like just the theme of the Willy Wonka movie is really like kind of follow your dreams and don't care what anyone thinks.
Right.
So to see someone who's passed away speak in such like positive terms makes it really hard, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. So we actually have to cut it to a real quick break. But when we come back, we want to discuss Jared Fogle. We also wanted to talk about J.J. Riddick and something else that something that he posted on Twitter that is just so funny. And then also a senior who her senior pictures went viral and why those went viral. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back. I'm Pauline.
I'm Mariano.
And so J.J. Riddick is a guard. Excuse me. I don't know why I couldn't think of who he was. But yes, he plays for the L.A. Clippers, and he's a really good guard, actually, on the team. And he posted the other day his first, like, email address. And I think that everybody kind of gets, like, an email. Well, I mean, I got my first email address. I think I must have been, like, 12 or something like that. And I actually still use my email address, but he was posting because a lot of our first emails were are kind of embarrassing. They're kind of funny, and it's kind of cute to see like what we thought was like acceptable as an email address. But so he tweeted, at 13 or 14 years old, I had my first email address. It was jjshoota3@aol.com. JJ Shoot 3. And then he puts like WTF. The 90s were a crazy time. And this is like when we had like AOL Messenger and things like that. I was always on AOL Messenger to like talk to my little friends. This is before like text messaging and things like that. But then it inspired a lot of other people on Twitter to share their first email addresses. And I think it's kind of funny because it seems to me that every person that plays basketball or played basketball at that time, like when you were thinking of this, you have like your basketball number in your email address.
Email.
Or like your birthday year. You know what I mean? Like I feel like that's just like, and my brother, he had an awesome combination of both. I think his is like LT score 3294 or something like that, because his number his football number was number 32 and he's born in 94. So it just cracks me up because, you know, I mean, my first email address wasn't too bad and I actually still use it for like just personal use. And mine was just aloha nobby@gmail.com. Like nothing, or I think I had Yahoo at that time, but now it's a Gmail account. But do you have an embarrassing one, Mariano?
My first email I got, this is how old it was. I got my first email in order to create my MySpace.
Right, right. Classic.
It was skaterboys909@yahoo.com.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. Skaterboy.
I know.
Was it B-O-I?
No.
Okay, B-O-Y. Okay, because if it was B-O-I, I would have passed out from laughter.
You might still pass out because it was B-O-Y-Z. It was boring.
No! No, no, it's so funny. I had one of my friends, her name was like you love Sarah at whatever, and I'm like, what? And I remember my friend, another one of my friends, hers was something that was just totally so hilarious. I forget off the top of my head. I think it was like Princess something on there, and I remember she asked me to like help her with her resume, and she had that email address on it. I was like, oh no, girlfriend, we gotta think of a more professional sounding email. And she's like, this is the only one that I have. And I was like, okay, well, we just gotta create you a new one, because you're not putting princess whatever it was on your resume. Like,
like, please do consider me for this job. My name is Mariano Alvarez. That's, you know, Mariano at fthepolice.nwa.org.
Yes, I know. People put such funny things on their email addresses. And I think, like, one of my other brothers, my other baby brother, his was just, like, so, like, you know how sometimes when you're creating an email, it'll just, like, jumble up whatever your name is and
based on your
generate it? Yeah, so his is, like, NH Parks or something, because, like, it's part of his name. And then he was just like, sure, that's fine. And I'm like, what? So it just looks like a robot created it, because a robot did create it. So I mean, it's kind of cool. It's funny that a lot of us have those random things. All of my stuff has like a basketball number in it. And I remember my friend, it was so funny, because honestly, I feel like especially basketball players always use their like basketball number in their like password or like in their email address. And okay, he might get mad that I share this if he ever hears this, and I don't know, but my friend, one day I was like, oh, I need to use your laptop, and he was like, sure, but you know how like people have like a password on their laptop, and so to like log in, and I was like, dude, like, and he like left. I think he went to go to the bathroom or something, but I really needed to get on his computer. So I was just like, I'm sure I can probably figure out what his password is, because he's a basketball player. And sure enough, I figured it out, and I just opened up his laptop, and I was just doing my thing. And he walks in and he's like, how did you unlock my computer? And I was like, dude, your password was the first one that I thought it was going to be is what unlocked it. And he was like, how did you figure that out? I'm like, you're a basketball player. All basketball players have their number in it.
Man, that
it's easy. Sometimes, and yeah, I mean,
this is the hardest password to think of. Are like the ones that are painfully obvious. Like my password is password.
Oh is yeah. Not,
but, you know, like things like that. They.
Yeah.
You know, that you would never guess that, because it has nothing to do with you as a person. So
right, nothing, and like, I think like Kevin Durant's. I think it was Kevin Durant. He at one time had like his stuff hacked into, and the hacker was like, dude, it was so easy to think of your password. And once he figured out his password, he realized it was like his password for all of his social media. So he was like, dude, this was too easy. I'm telling you, even professional basketball players use their number in their password, like their jersey number.
Kevin Durant.
So, but in other news with just like funny things that happen on social media is there's a girl who her name is Jillian, and she is from Eugene, Oregon. And she was just, she's been kind of like viral. Her senior pictures, she was just taking her senior pictures in Oregon, and her pictures turned out really beautiful. Like the area in which she had her pictures taken is very scenic and it's very pretty. But the reason why they went viral is because her pictures, like in the background, she was photobombed by a guy who wasn't wearing any clothes, like at all, and his dog just walking behind them, like in the water.
By a nudist.
Yeah. And so that she realized it, and of course her friend just keeps snapping pictures because it's hilarious. So but then once the guy realized like what was happening, he walked out of, like, he walked back to where I guess he was camping or whatever he was doing. But I just
I wonder if he looked at them and was like, what are they doing, those weirdos?
Why? And so, and she's kind of cute, because instead of posting, I think she did post some of like the cute ones, but she definitely posted the ones where he's kind of like in the distance and things like that. And those were the ones that went viral, because it's just hilarious that she's just like posing, looking all cute. And then when you look in the lens, you realize there's this guy just and his dog just in the background of your picture.
Do you remember Austin Powers where he's like, wait a tick?
No, I never saw Austin Powers.
What makes me slightly nervous is, why did the naked man have a dog with him?
I think he's probably camping or something, probably. Because it's like in the woods, kind of like where they are.
Yeah, it was nice. The picture was nice. It was she's like standing in the lake, like deep.
And I thought it was a really pretty like area where they picked it, but I just thought that's so funny. He's just standing in the background, just man and dog, just dog and man, just.
At a place this would just hang out.
I know, but then she did also say that it kind of didn't like freak her out because I guess she was like, in this area, people are just kind of like odd-ish. So.
I've heard in Colorado people. In fact, I've heard no, this wasn't Colorado. Sorry, this was Oregon. I heard in Oregon. Yeah. One of my favorite like radio show hosts was telling a story when he lived in Portland, mm-hmm. and like, it was like when I was like 17, first starting out at my first radio station. I was broke, obviously, and I went to this supermarket to buy some groceries. Right. And I remember that this lady asked me like, "Would you like what would you like, a paper or plastic for the bags?" And before he could answer, this lady behind him grabbed, you know, those like reusable bags that you can buy.
Right.
And stuffed them in his face and was like, "Here, he'll take some of these." And he was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, do I have to pay for these?"
Right.
And he was like, "If I have to pay for these, I'm not taking them, you know?" And she like yelled, and I mean yelled at him about how he's killing the planet and, you know, and other stuff. And he was like, "Well, if you buy them, then I'll take them, you know?" And then she just kind of continued till he left.
That's, yeah. I mean, people are kind of funny. So, I mean, she posted it. Everybody loved it, of course, because it's hilarious. And then, I mean, I think it's funny. Lately, kids have been doing really funny things with their senior portraits. Like that one girl who did it at Taco Bell and things like that. Why not? It's just for fun. So we're going to cut it to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Black China. We're going to talk about perhaps... some other like weird, PlayStation. We're going to talk about PlayStation. So keep it locked here. And you're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast. I'm Pauline.
I'm Mariano.
And so I did mention in the beginning of the show that we were going to talk about Jared Fogle, and he's a guy from Subway, and he's kind of like
a pedophile.
Yes. Well, not kind of. He is. He definitely is. And which is already enough in itself, but he, of course, sometimes get people like this, they just don't just, sometimes you just want them to kind of like bow out, just, you know, kind of just.
Well, yeah, there's at some point where it's like, okay, you just want everyone to hate you.
Right. You know, like just be obscure and just disappear into the mist. There's no need to keep coming out.
It's like. Okay, we get it. Do you want to, like, you're already hated, you know, you win, but you should probably leave it alone now.
Yeah, especially if it's the same event, you know, like, we're revisiting this. Well, okay, so the reason why we're talking about him, discussing him, is because he is actually suing the parents of one of his victims and blaming them for the teen's problem, which... I don't know what is going to come of this, but, and I guess, I mean, technically you can sue whoever you want for whatever reasons, but like we were saying, just bow out, leave it alone. Because did he really think that this was not gonna, you know, come out and people weren't gonna find out about this? Did he think it was gonna be, I don't know who his legal team is and what they're advising him. Clearly, they're advising him to go through with it, but I'm not really digging this one.
I just wonder, like, at some point, do you not realize, like, okay, people already kind of hate you. You should stop.
But maybe he's just doing it for money.
But what money is he getting from this? He's in jail.
Hey, you know? Hey. People, you know, some people, they got to go down kicking.
Maybe it's one of those things where it's like, all right, well, everyone hates me anyway, so I might as well just, you know.
Yeah, darn if I do, darn if I don't. Let's just see what happens.
I guess so.
Ugh. So, I mean, if you guys cared about that man and his situation, that's what's going on in his little life. Hopefully, this will be the end of it. Hopefully, and that's just like so rude for the parents. You know, that's so disrespectful. I think that's terrible.
Well, not just that, but just where's the logic there? Like, can you see yourself, like, Your Honor, actually, I'd like to say that it's their fault that I molested their child.
Right.
You know, what, like, I don't get the, like, what's the intended, like, what do you expect to get out of this?
Exactly. So,
therefore, I think I should go free. Like, I don't get it, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. So, let's talk about something more exciting and more, well, actually, this is kind of sad. Since we're talking about not fun stuff right at this second, Tower of Terror, which is at California Adventure, which was the first ride that I went on when California Adventure first opened, is closing.
I know. When you told me that, I was like, why?
Yeah, so there's been kind of like rumors about it, and people have kind of been thinking that, oh, this might happen. But it's official. Like, they have a closing date now. It's going to be January 2nd. Is the last day that it'll be open. And the reason why is because they are opening up like a new theme for that area. So I think, according to what I was reading, the theme of Tower of Terror is changing, but not necessarily the ride itself. So it's still going to be like the drop down thing. But it's not going to be Twilight Zone, which I don't know.
You know what? But if it's closing January 2nd, then I think I want to go like a couple times.
Yeah, like, so people, we only have a few months. And because since they've officially released like that it's closing, it's going to be more popular. And it's already a very popular attraction, I think, at California Adventure. Like, there's always like a long line to go there.
Yeah, but I think if you hit it sooner rather than like in December, you know.
No,
like,
yeah, exactly.
And then it might not be too bad.
Yeah, and December is like already a madhouse because it's so beautiful. My family, we went there for Christmas, I want to say like 2 or 3 years ago, and it was beautiful. So that time is already super busy. You know what I mean? So if you love Tower of Terror and you have the opportunity to go, you better hurry up. Too bad they couldn't have announced this earlier in the summer, before the end of summer, when everybody has to get back to like responsibilities. So, I mean, if you love it and you want to go back on it, they're also changing up the experience a little bit as well, where everything, you're going to be in the dark on the ride and you can get your picture. Like, they have like a different picture set up. So it's a little bit more of like a souvenir for you when you go on the Tower of Terror starting between now and the closing date. So that's going to be with that. Another kind of cool thing that's happening right now, is actually not cool thing. I don't know why I said that, but another thing that is kind of putting Twitter in a tizzy for no reason is, and you know, we can't really end a show without talking about this family, I feel like, but if you don't know, Blac Chyna is dating Rob Kardashian. She will be Angela Kardashian soon. I'm sure they will be getting married. I best to them. But she is pregnant. She's pregnant with Robbie's kids. And I think she may be pregnant with twins. I'm not quite sure. I haven't really kept up. But Twitter has been like having a little tizzy fit because she has been featured on the cover and like has like a whole spread and everything. Her maternity pictures in Elle magazine. And people are feeling that she does not deserve the cover of Elle magazine just because she's simply caring with child, the, you know, name Kardashian namesake, children, babies. People are not happy with it. They don't think that she deserves it. They think that, hey, but, you know, I think that, I mean, do you?
It really doesn't bother me, but I can see where people are coming from, I guess.
I get it, but then, like, I do get why people are kind of having, like, a little tissy, but then, I mean, are they having a tissy because they can't do it and she's doing it and we feel, but then I do get the whole fact that, you know, she's not technically, like a model, you know, mm-hmm. technically by, but then I guess nowadays that term model is not, it's very open to interpretation thanks to social media.
I don't know. You know, I just chalk it up to people care too much about stuff that they shouldn't.
I know. True. Very, really very true.
To worry too much about it. I just feel like people need to worry about themselves.
Pictures were pretty. I didn't like her haircut in some of them because, like, she had kind of like a bob. I'm not really a bob type person. But, I mean, other than that, they were very pretty. I think it was cute. I think maternity pictures are kind of weird, though. Like, when they, like, have them, like, I don't know, holding their belly and things. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't been pregnant though, so I don't understand it. That's probably my problem. But I thought she looked very pretty. The outfits that she was wearing were very, very attractive. I thought that she looked really good. I just honestly just wasn't feeling the bob because I just don't like bobs. But that's like just like a personal preference. But I mean, I will not ignore the fact that the whole reason why she's on the cover of that, though, is because she is with Kardashian child. So, you know, but hey, maybe that was all part of the Eva plan, you know?
Yeah, I mean, sure, maybe there's something weird about it. But my point is just, even if there is, why does it bother everyone else, you know? Like, me and you right now, it shouldn't, you know what I mean? Like, we can finish up this episode and then think nothing of it. It doesn't have to be a factor in your life, you know?
Right. So, well, that is actually going to do it for this episode. We're going to end on Blac Chyna. She cool, though. I mean, she seems like a cool person. She clearly, you know, Rob Blac loves China her. Pardon?
So what a great way to end.
On Blac Chyna. So, but yeah. And so that's going to be it for this episode. You can listen to this episode, previous episodes, as well as future episodes on our network website, gsmcpodcast.com, as well as on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. I'm Pauline.
I'm Mariano.
He's Mariano. I'm Pauline. I'm Mariano. No, I'm not. What? I just try to say something funny and I can't. I don't know why I'm having such a hard time being witty today.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, I don't have talent. I thought that was my only talent, was being a little witty.
Talent, you know?
Hmm?
Lack of talent could be a talent. You could be like the person without talent.
But that's Kim.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean,
it's at least like unique. That's kind of cool.
So if I go on America's Got Talent, do I just stand there and smile?
No, but you go on America Doesn't Have Talent and you kill it.
America doesn't have talent. So, yeah, that's going to do it because I can't take it anymore now. Just thinking about how talentless I really truly am. But,
Now it's time to go cry it out.
Now it's time to, you know, I got to go. Got to go eat some crackers. So, anyway, so we'll talk to you later. I'm Pauline. He's Mariano. We out.